So next up, on October 10th, 2023, there is a message from the leader of the Muslim Ummah, Imam Sayyid Ali Khamenei, where His Eminence spoke about Palestine. We're going to pass over the mic to the sister's side. Sister Fatima from the United States of America, Mississippi, is going to read this message of the leader. We invite her forwards with a salawat ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The leader of the Muslim Ummah, Imam Sayyid Ali Khamenei, speaks about the main things that need to be taken into consideration when fully understanding all that's going on with the Al-Aqsa storm in a speech His Eminence gave on the 10th of October, 2023. Here are some highlights. In these few days, an important political and military issue has brought the world's attention to itself, and that is the unprecedented events in dear, esteemed Palestine. We cannot be indifferent to these issues, to this important event, and simply pass by. What did you do to the Palestinian people? The brave and at the same time selfless act of the Palestinians was a response to the crime of the usurping enemy that had been going on for years and had increased in intensity in recent months. No nation from among the Muslim nations has been or currently is under pressure, besieged, or in a shortage like the Palestinian nation is. And the behavior of these oppressive regime has been such that it did not show mercy to Palestinian men and women. It did not show mercy to Palestinian children and the elderly. It did not protect the sanctity of the Al-Aqsa Masjid. It threw settlers like rabid dogs upon the lives of Palestinians and trampled worshippers under their feet. So what should a nation do in the face of all these atrocities? This disaster was brought upon the actions of the Zionists themselves. When oppressions and crime have passed a limit, when rapacity has reached its peak, one should expect a storm. O Zionist oppressors, you yourselves are the ones to blame. You yourselves are the cause of this storm. You yourselves brought about this disaster upon yourself. The usurping Zionist regime, both in terms of its military and its intelligence apparatus, has incurred an unrepairable defeat. Everyone has said it was a failure. My emphasis is that it is unrepairable. The occupying regime has used this playing the victim as an excuse so that it can continue its oppression manifold, attacking on Gaza, attacking people's houses, attacking civilians, massacring and mass killing the people of Gaza. This evil and oppressive enemy, the Zionist entity, now that it has been slapped, it has started a policy of showing itself to be the victim, and others are also helping it. This showing itself to be the victim is 100% untrue and false. And no one can change the face of this demon-natured monster into a victim. The supporters of the Zionist regime and some of the people of the usurping regime have been speaking gibberish in these 2 or 3 days, and it continues, which includes introducing Islamic Iran as being behind this mobilization. They are wrong. But those who say Palestinian work is caused by non-Palestinians, they have not recognized the Palestinian nation. They have underestimated the Palestinian nation. This is their mistake. Of course, the Islamic world must not remain silent in front of these crimes. They must show a reaction. Sallu ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.